Yes. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the OC and Jason podcast.
Jason Bell and others. Liked by Jason Bell and others.
This is a fact. Thank you.
That's all you saw, huh?
Okay. Liked your post. It's liked by a name, J. Bell and others. Well, you know, I'm following you, man. I celebrate all your victories. I appreciate you adjusting your schedule today for the podcast.
I had
to drop my daughter off. She has a camp this week. So it's like going away camp and all this. And so I drop her off and she's with her best friend. And then her other little friend pops up and he's a boy. So he's like their third member of their friend group.
Okay.
And he's a very nice kid. And one day I was like, where is he from? What does he do? All that. And she said, he's from Nigeria, da 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 da. So then I tell her, I was like, you know, your daddy's 33% Nigerian. That means you're Nigerian. And she said, yes. She got so happy, right? And I know she went back and probably told her friend what the deal is, but I love seeing the joy on her face.
She knows what's up. So what would she be? That means she's 16.5% Nigerian? Is that what it would be?
Probably.
16.5?
Yep. Yeah, because so
if you're 33,
you know,
mom's
full Irish, from Ireland.
Yeah.
And I got the blend. I'm, 33% Nigerian is the most, and I'm 28% kind of this region. And that's what's happening.
So she'd be 16.5%.
Let's go with your math. I like that.
That's really, really good.
She loved it too.
Yeah,
she loved
course.
It.
Of
yeah,
course.
She was all about it.
You know who we're not going to shout out though, J Bell? Speaking of Nigeria.
Okay.
We're not going to shout out Nigeria, J Bell. We're not going to shout out Nigeria for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, I was told the World Cup is starting maybe like yesterday. It might have been 2 days ago. I was like, oh, really? The World Cup is starting.
It's so much going on right now when you said that. So much more than that statement. Continue, my friend.
World Cup is starting? Really?
We laugh, but we cry at the same time.
Isn't that crazy?
It is, brother.
Isn't that crazy, J-Bo?
It is.
The vibe, the whole is just, it's like, eh. It's so strange.
It is.
A soccer fanatic.
Yes, you are.
World Cup going on, nobody cares. Am I the only one who feels that way? It feels like there's been a damper on the entire process this year. Like, am I tripping or no?
No, you're not tripping. And it's because what we talked about last week, in our podcast, when you're politics hijack everything. What do you expect? And it just feels, when something should be celebrated, like the world coming together for an event, right? And competition and, obviously you have pride with where you're from and all of that, but just, the ability to focus in on that as a distraction. There's nothing that can distract you from this. From what's happening right now in the world. There's wars going on.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. And then I read the other day, I look and, the official can't get in the country.
Like, what is that?
I'm like, oh my God.
The number one guy. The best African referee they have.
The best.
The number one.
Can't get in the, has the paperwork approved to get in? Can't get in. And he said it the best. He's like, listen, my country's on a list where, it's just not happening. And you're just like, really?
Crazy.
Really?
Crazy.
So I know what you mean on that, man. And it's hard because you want to enjoy this moment, especially think about it as a player, somebody who's worked really hard, which we totally both understand. You want to go into this lock-in and just enjoy this and hopefully something And I believe so. I believe athletics always does this. Brings people together for a common good. Something that can distract us from a lot of this nonsense that we have to listen to. By the way, did you see that interview the President of the United States did?
About who?
With CBS or which whatever? One? It was interesting.
Was it?
Check it out and we'll talk about it later.
I'm gonna watch it. So they got the Senegalese team who flew in. I don't know if you've seen this video. They land and they're outside and they're wanding them down. They're screening them. I'm looking at this like this is so
disrespectful. I read that. I didn't see it.
This is so disrespectful, J-Bell. Like, come on, guys.
That's the purpose.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. That is the purpose.
Yeah.
It is the purpose to be disrespectful. And you know,
but you know what though, Jason? And this is something else though. Because let's talk about who they're being disrespectful to. Let's talk about who they're being disrespectful to, right? Because let's say, for instance, you look at the French national team. Right?
Right.
The French national team, when you look at them, made up of primarily black people,
mm-hmm.
primarily Africans, they didn't get treated like that.
No. Oh, well, yeah. Right? I'm glad you brought that point up because it's based on your country.
Exactly. It's based on your country. So they're being hostile and extremely disrespectful to Africans. Right?
Yeah.
And the question now becomes, whose fault is that? Because it's not a black or a white thing. No, it's not that. This is geolocated hostility. So if you're coming from a different country, but you're within the bounds of the good countries or Western countries, they don't care. Well, cool, no problem. But if you're coming from a lower income, a poor country, you get subjected to that kind of nonsense and that kind of hostility, right? And football, soccer is supposed to be a unifying thing. It's where everybody's equal. Everything's all about the pitch and who plays well and how you can play. And not in this case. Hey, some people get treated this way and some people get treated the other way, depending on the country that you come from. And that, my friend, is extremely disturbing.
It is. I think it would be completely different if we weren't in this landscape that we are now and that we have to live in. So hopefully things happen on the pitch with players that people are watching to circumvent some of this madness so young people can see a different view of what the world should look like. And, you know, that makes me think about something.
You still got to talk about Nigeria, though, but go ahead.
Finish what you're saying.
Go ahead. I'm going to get to Nigeria later.
No, okay. Yeah. You are a movie buff.
Mm.
Love big movies.
Yep.
Can break down things in movies that I've totally forgotten. I mean, it's fascinating. When you were in a hospital, I knew you were completely bounced back when you could go through your movie game with your brother. I looked at Jimbo. I said, "We're back. We are back." Because your mind was just, I mean, the way you were connecting movies and characters and all that, fascinating. Mm. And I always thought, like, man, you really can get the story. Like, not only with the actors and the directors and what they're trying to say, you put it together. And it's a skill. And I love art. I love artists. And one thing about beautiful art and artists is that a lot of times the ones that we celebrate, they come out of a period, I don't want to even say destruction, but chaos. It could be destruction, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like there's something happening where these people are able to use their art and speak for the people and to the people. a lot of times.
Okay.
And we get to celebrate that later on in life when we look back at what historically was happening, right? You'd be like, oh, this person, this artist, or, you know, this musician, or this, you know, this what was going on. And I'm at a movie the other day, Disclosure, and I like to do the movie premieres now and go to stuff I like. And I'm watching it.
But of course you do.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course, of course. This is serious.
Of course you do. My bad, my bad. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. You're funny. You're funny. You threw me off with that. Because you know, I know you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I'm watching it, I'm bringing in everything that's happening currently in our world. And I'm looking at this movie and I'm thinking, oh, I see the symbolism. I see the brilliance in my from my perspective. And I thought to myself, you know, you think about artists, you think about institutions, right? Institutions are trying to influence you. The artists somehow always tap into like the human experience.
Yes.
Right? And they're constantly like showing you rather than telling you. And they're teaching you something and they leave space for you to kind of bring in your own personal thoughts. And it's the genius of it. And I remember us talking about The Godfather, the movie, and how your dad was able to explain every personality character. And that is what you come across in this world in life.
Yep.
And I said, that's what our professor taught us in business school. The whole thing on leadership was based on The Godfather and these individuals and their experiences. And I just thought, man, everything going on right now, like all of us around, you know, can look at who are those voices, who are those leaders, what's being said, what's being created, because these people are going to be celebrated for what they've done and how they've done it. Because right now, a lot of things have to be coded.
Yeah.
A lot. And I see it. I hate to say it. I don't hate to say it. I'm going to say it. I see it going right over their heads, OC.
Yeah.
They're talking right to them. They're talking right at them. And they don't even see it, because the way artists and people that create know how to code it to keep it safe for others to consume.
100%. A lot of times, and because you know me, you know that a lot of the times when I sit up there, maybe it's the touchscreen or I'm saying something completely different than what a lot of people hear. And people be hearing you laughing. They don't really know what you're, they don't know why you're laughing.
You It's so true.
They don't know. They don't know why you're laughing.
It's so coded.
Yeah, it's coded. But once you see it and you understand what I'm saying, you're like, oh, this guy is crazy. And so I understand completely what you're saying. But speaking of going to movie premieres and stuff and all that good stuff, it reminded me of something. I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to embarrass you, but I have to here. I have to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to. I remember we were in Manchester.
Oh my God, don't do it.
This
don't
is
do
so
it.
Many years
don't
ago.
Don't do it. Oh my God. Tell the story. Tell the story now. Tell the story.
We were in Manchester. And we were at a restaurant. And the whole day, you know, people have been coming up. They'd be like, hey, J-Bell, I love your stuff. Oh, you know what I mean?
Both of us.
Well, both of us, you know.
Yes.
And so we get to the restaurant and somebody came up to you again for the 100th time and was like, yo, J-Bell, oh, blah, 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 I love it, blah, blah, blah. And when he left, there was a smile on your face, like the way you looked. And it clicked to me right then and there. I was like, oh, this is your first time, J-Bell. It never registered to me.
Oh, because
we were in the same locker room.
Yeah, but it's different. Two different worlds.
But that never registered to me. It never registered to me. And so I was like, oh, now you understand fame. You fully understand what this is like. And you actually enjoyed that, Jay.
You know what's funny
about it? You enjoyed it.
Oh, my God. I didn't. It's so funny. Because yeah. we go back and we reference that. We can just look at each other and just say that. Mm. What was so funny about it is I didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah.
And you looked, Osi, we're eating dinner. And me and you at that big table, remember? And you looked and you started smiling. And you said, before you did anything, you left something out. You said, I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for you.
I said, what do you mean, bro?
I'm happy for you.
He said, no, this is, I'm so happy for you. Like, you deserve it. This is really cool. And now everything works in reverse. Like, I try to explain that to people without, like, throwing out all the business. So I was like, OC's been famous so long.
Yeah.
He loved coming to this country and nobody knowing
and
him.
And nobody knew. Nobody knew who I was.
He's like, I did.
That was the coolest thing to me.
You loved it, man. You were like, you were just doing your thing. Then you decide to go do these shows and all that. Man. But, and then it all changed. But, you know, because as soon as we get off the plane in America, I remember getting touching down in New York or Atlanta. I was trying to walk through somewhere with you, and you look like, man, we can't do that. And I'm like, man, we. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's so true because what we've been able to do out here in this this world we've been able to build, everybody's so cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're so lucky, man. And you are so right and so true. It's funny. I'm talking to our old producer, Rob, right? And he's busy. He's doing rugby. And I called him, and I said, Rob, don't be acting like you didn't know me. Like, you know, pick up the, hit me back, hits me back. And he goes, he said, that's right. He said, you knew me before Christ. He said, I mean, before OC.
Oh, God.
I said, wow. I'm going to tell OC that. You knew me before Christ.
That's funny.
I mean, before OC.
Before OC. That's funny. That's a good one. I'm going to have to holler at Rob, man. I'm going to have to holler at Rob about that.
That was a good one, man.
That was good. That was good.
That was a good one, man. It's crazy. I got another funny one for y'all. It just popped in my mind. I'm talking to my boy, Tony Parrish. You know Tony. And he's at work. And I said, what you doing, man? He said, I'm at work pretending so hard. He said, I got slacks on with my legs crossed. I said, what?
He's pretending.
He's pretending so hard. He has work slacks on with his legs crossed. I said, you know what? We need help. We need help right now. I know people are crazy, man. Hey, we should start bringing on quotes of the week of stuff we just hear, man. Just hilarious. Oh my God.
Back to Nigeria.
Back to Nigeria. Sorry. I thought another quote too. I'll tell you in a second.
Back to Nigeria. So, Nigeria, as you know, is a country very, very dear to my heart.
It is.
Didn't make the World Cup.
I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to bring it up, but, you know.
A country of, well, they say 200 million, but I've been there. It's probably close to 400 million.
Everybody trying to tap into that country.
The a lot most of young talented, too. The most talented individuals anywhere, athletically, like whatever. A country like that, with the players that they have, not making the World Cup is a travesty. You can't even imagine the amount of angst and anger that this has caused amongst the largest African diaspora in the world, right? Like, this is the cultural sway, the amount of influence Nigeria has on the world in the diaspora cannot be undersold. They had the Nike jersey come out. I don't know if you remember, 3 million sold, boom, just like
quick.
That. Because they were in the big show, and so you erase that by Nigeria not being in this, the African giants, African dwarfs, because there's just no possible way you can have that much talent and not be in the World Cup. But another thing, in regards to that. When you look at the Premier League, and when you look at the England roster, you know what you see?
Tell us.
A lot of Nigerian names, J-Bell. A lot of Nigerian names. And the question I have is, if those players would have decided to play for Nigeria, without a shadow of a doubt, although Nigeria is a pretty good team, Nigeria would be top three team in the world. If those players decided to play for me, I'm talking about Aberechieze, Saka, Olise, Abraham. What?
Where did they grow up?
Here in the UK. Now, I don't fault them for playing for England. I don't fault them at all. But I think at some point, you have to decide, okay, I see what's going on. I see the situation unfolding. And I want to take the hard path. I want to take the difficult path. I want to do something that is a lot more difficult. For instance, I was born here, right? Grew up in America. Let's say there was a national team of American football. I could play for America. I could play for the UK.
Yep.
But there's no chance of that happening, J-Bell. I would have to play for Nigeria. I would have to. Just on principle alone.
Okay.
The place has been so downtrodden. It has been, they've suffered so much. There's been so many bad things that happened there that for me, although I could play for America and be there with Aaron Donald and Miles Garrett and win and be like, hey, we won. It would mean more to play for Nigeria, who maybe they don't have that level of player, but to win a championship there will be very, very different than winning with America. It would be completely different. And I would much rather do that than go to where, oh, there's so many good players and everything is well and everything is taken care of and, you know, you win a championship.
Ooh, this is spicy. This is spicy. I got to do like a quarterback that was asking about a receiver and he took a drink before.
Yeah, you're taking a drink. A little sip, little sippy sip.
This is interesting. Because I love this podcast because I have no clue where it's going to go. Wasn't even thinking about this. Not coming in with any preconceived
thoughts. Simon's fault. This is Simon's fault. Yes. Just so you know.
We are just conversing. He threw it out there.
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I thought about is as you started saying things to me, I'm just listening, right? No opinion. And then I thought, all right, I'm hearing you. Can I play devil's advocate?
Please. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. And I'm just talking.
Yes.
I identify with where I grew up. I'm from Long Beach, California. You know what I mean? Like, that's my community.
Yep.
Love New York, but if I had to play for a state, my mom's from Georgia, you know, family's from the South. I'm playing. That's where they're from. And they were that whole great migration that came over to the West. That's what happened in America. I'm from Long Beach.
Yep.
I'm representing Long Beach.
Yep.
Long Beach Poly, the high school that I went to that got me out, a bunch of talent. You know, I went to a lower high school. I wanted to play for the talented. I wanted to go to Long Beach Poly where the ballers were. I wanted to compete with them. So you said something that's really right. Like, first of all, it's harder to go and play for a country and a team that doesn't have the notoriety and or maybe the resources.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more meaning if you win there? Maybe. It will be for those people
mm-hmm.
that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But what about if you grew up somewhere else? Are you going yep. like, you know what I mean? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yep.
You know? And another thing is, I'm just thinking out loud. You are the expert on this. Please interject. Mm. But when you think about a country like we are now, a lot of talent, it's hard to make that team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's tough to be on that team. You're like, ooh, you're doing it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't a lot of guys go, well, I'm just going to play for the other country I can play for because I can make that team.
Good.
You know, I'm just thinking like.
Fair points. Yeah, amazing.
Like amazing. It's just, it's overall as a competitor and as I'm from here, it's harder to do it.
Yep.
And because we're better, there's more pressure.
Good.
So doing the reverse, you could be criticized with running away from all of those things.
Good. Now, here's where I will beg to differ with you on that. Here's where I'll beg to differ. You see, I was very strategic in the names that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because I know those players and I know the environment they were raised in.
I'm listening.
So there's a difference between somebody who is born and raised in a, let's call it the English environment. You were maybe born here, but you were raised in a Nigerian environment. That is a very, very different thing. These people all go back to Nigeria. Their marriages, Nigerian weddings, they're going back, being greeted by the chiefs of their village, all of that. So those are two very, very different things, J-Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, one is very, very different than these things that I'm talking about here. These are, yes, they might have been raised in the UK. These are Nigerian people. To your second point, yes, of course, you want to win, right? But nobody, and I mean nobody, can celebrate you the way you'd be celebrated if you carry that marker of being a Nigerian and you win in Nigeria. Nobody can celebrate you that way. They just can't. They can't. And as British as these players are, which they are, they're still identified as Nigerian. They are. And so, to me, that is the more difficult path, without a shadow of a doubt. Nigeria has good players, not to the level of England. Right? But they have good players. And winning under those circumstances in your home country is a very different thing than winning for England. Very, very different. Very, very different. And so I wouldn't have the ability to look at all of that and say, you know what? I'm going to play here as opposed to playing there. Now, the Nigerian Football Association hasn't made it easy. I'm not going to lie. Small caveats. They haven't made it easy.
Right. This is hypothetical. We're having a hypothetical conversation.
They have made things very, very difficult to even want to play there and associate. They be doing all kinds of nonsense, J-Bell. All kinds of nonsense. So I get it. But I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I would have to go back and play for Nigeria. I just would, and just take my chances there. Because the victory won't be as sweet for me winning for America as it would be winning for Nigeria. It wouldn't be as sweet for me winning for England as it would for me winning for Nigeria. It just wouldn't, man. I'm sorry.
Thank you for this conversation. First of all,
yep.
It's really difficult. Like, the more you speak on this subject, the more my wheels are turning and how difficult this would be.
Yeah.
If I was in that situation. And not only am I trying to prepare and get ready for something that I've wanted to achieve my whole life, but then as these thoughts are introduced to myself, because say this is a conversation you're having at the dinner table with your people, you're reeling the impact of your decisions and what that can mean and what that stands for. And I thought, as you were having this, because you're making some really good points, and I'm like, okay, I'm following along. Something came in my head, and I thought, all right, we just talked about artists, creators in this current environment, right? And the things you do and how they look in the future. In this environment where you have people that are, you have nationalism being spread and what that looks like and how that looks like, do you, when you're in that situation, the pressure I would feel being pulled in either direction, because I also want to show and prove and do something that changes the perspective of how people are looked at. And you know what sports does. You go out there and win, and you go out there and do something you can achieve. It improves relationships with different religions, different races, different genders, all of that, right? That's where it happens. So if you remove yourself from that, these people that, and we're only talking about a subset of people now. Now, this isn't everybody, but those people that are critical of identity and identity politics and who belongs where, gives them fuel.
Gives them fuel to continue that?
Yes, gives them fuel to be like, oh, you chose to do this. See, you're not that. And I'm just saying.
Could be. But then also, they're only celebrated as in the wins.
Fair point, but a lot
in the losses. It's now and this.
Fair point, OC. Yet, I will, off of the back of that, I'll say most people are. But yes, your point, it is extreme. But yeah, most people are celebrated for the wins and the achievements and all of that. Period. Now, the other side of that, which I totally agree, not everybody is pushed down to an extreme level when they do fail. You know, like, I'm with you. Ultimately, as we have this conversation, I'm just going, and we're at 33 minutes, brilliant. Ooh. I just think to myself, that would be, think about this. We're celebrating again. We're going to watch this game, the World Cup. There's all this stuff going on. People got to go out there, play, achieve. And we're looking back and we're going, there's so many moving parts. Mm. And you know players are thinking about the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That being said, Olise, who's playing for France, should be playing for Nigeria. Eze, Abraham, Saka, they should be playing for Nigeria. They shouldn't be playing for France and England. No.
But I refuse. This year doesn't.
They made the choice, huh?
This year, though, I mean.
This year they made the right decision.
This year they made the 100% right decision. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're sick, aren't you?
Sick to my stomach, man. I can't even pay attention to this. I'm rooting for England. I'm literally rooting for England. I want England to win this World Cup. As long as they don't start singing that "It's Coming Home" song, I can't stand that one. As long as they don't,
the whole country sings it, man.
Yeah, but as long as they don't do that, then
why would you like the song?
Nah, it just it annoys me.
And I like it.
Please, no, Jason, no. It's too much. It overtakes the country. I can't.
I want them to win. Yeah, me too.
Unless that becomes like the thing that is coming home. Yeah, me too.
Definitely watching two teams, man. You know, the home team, USA, and here I would love for
the US. No, you can't support the US. Well, I mean, I know you can, but it'd be like me as an African supporting South Africa.
You know what it is?
I can't support South Africa.
I'm supporting some players. But yes, I would love for it to be here and they win.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. That'd this country. Crazy. Oh, what?
It'll go crazy.
Active. Amazing. Yeah.
But no African other than the people in South Africa can support the South African team.
That's it.
Yeah, you can't support South Africa.
No, not happening.
No, you can't do it. You can't do it because they're doing the most. And we'll discuss that in the next podcast.
There's a lot going on, and we should definitely discuss that. Thank you, bro. You know, it's all good. Hey, amazing. I just want to say to all our people, we appreciate it. All the comments, like, subscribe, tell people. This is how it continues to grow. I mean, we love it. And send in some topics if you want.
You want to know something crazy, J-Bell? You want to know something crazy?
Tell me.
In France, they call Olise Olise. They don't even know how to say his name, J-Bell. J-Bell. They don't know how to say his name. This is one of the best players in the They call Olise. Olise. Hey. That's not his name. How are you playing for a national team, J-Bell? How are you playing for a national team? They can't say your name. What are we talking about here?
Listen.
What are we talking about, J-Bell?
Listen, I heard
they can't say his name.
I heard a quote from the great Michael Irvin. A quote. He said, "I was trying to do the wrong thing the right way."
The right way. Unbelievable. These people are crazy.
Oh, you know, I'm trying to
crazy.
Say
Olise.
Hey, bro. Man, you are so upset right now. Overall.
Olise. His name is Olise. How's he playing for your team? You can't say his name.
Listen. You know what? You said something that was so true, and I looked at it about why you broke it down a long time ago. In the NFL, some players aren't talked about enough, right? Ballers. 100%. And it was because the announcers were uncomfortable with pronouncing their name. Yeah. And I was like, oh my goodness.
It's crazy.
I know.
Until next time.
OC Umanyora.
You see what I mean? That's my guy.
I felt good about that.
That's my boy. Good. That's my boy.
Till next time. I'll see you, brother.
Yes. Sobe, desce, sobe, desce, sobe, yeah.